What's happening, guys?
Hey, Kip, how are you, buddy?
Woo!
I'm good, man. How about y'all?
I'm doing great. We are so excited that you are going to be here, one of our co-headliners for Yalapalooza 2017. We cannot wait,
man.
Buddy.
Hey, man, I'm glad somebody's excited.
Well, I hope
really?
You're excited,
wait, does that
too,
mean you're
buddy.
Not? What do you mean?
No, I'm just glad that somebody's excited to see me.
Oh, yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
We're actually on this show excited to see you every single day, Kip.
Oh, here we go. I knew you were going to start talking some trash at some point.
Yeah, Jillian, stop that.
Oh, yeah, no, that was TJ.
The last time we were there, which was recently, that was one of the most fun shows on the whole fall tour.
So oh, good.
That area has become a special place for us.
Aww. You're going to have fun because I'll tell you what, people are pumped for Yalapalooza. Didn't have it last year. It's back this year. It's back at the Providence Medical Center Amphitheater. Now, our presale is going on right now. Mm-hmm. You can get tickets right now. Presale, the code is Q104. That's weird, yep. Isn't it, Kip? Just that's the code. And they go on sale to everybody on Friday. So we can't wait to see you.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready to come play. We've actually just started back rehearsing, so we're ready to go.
Because you just got off a big old vacation.
I did. I was surfing for a couple months, and I'm still trying to get my head right. But trying to get back in the swing of things. But I tell you what, we're pretty excited to get out and start playing.
The few times I saw you last week, you seemed really happy. I can tell you that much.
Well, you know, I am. I'm looking forward to this year. I feel like I've made a really big record that's going to come out this summer. So I'm just excited for all the stuff that's happening.
We talked to Billy Currington last week and asked him about hanging out with you in the islands, and we want to know who's a better surfer and who's a better free diver between you and Billy Currington.
Yeah. There's no way that I'm a better free diver than Billy. I mean, he that guy seems like he can hold his breath for like 5 minutes in those videos that he sends out. So I've never been free diving. I know that I can hold my own in surfing. I'm just going to say that. I can do that. But I'll tell you what, that's my first time really having deep conversations with Billy and learning what he's about. We were around each other for a few days. And, man, that guy is good as gold. We had a blast. And I think we're going to do a lot more surfing trips.
So you guys hung out for a long time together. That's cool.
Yeah, man. I hung out with him and his girlfriend for a good. She was out there with him, and she's the coolest. And we had a blast, man. We hit so many waterfalls. You know, went to dinner and surfed all day, and we just had a blast. He's got a similar spirit that I do. You know, he's got that rambling thing about him, man. And he's become a good friend of mine.
All of a sudden, I can't tell the two of you apart. Now that you're saying, I don't know. All I remember is when you said Billy's girlfriend, the picture I saw on Instagram, and I was like, okay, kind of jealous of her.
Was she the one with the handprints on her cheeks?
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know about all that.
I don't know about all that.
He doesn't love social media. Can I tell this story real quick? We were at this luncheon for Kip's record label in Nashville last week, right? I could not believe what happened while you were on stage.
What happened?
Somebody's phone started ringing.
Oh, yeah. I was just joking around.
I know you were joking around, but was that planned or was that... It was so funny. I mean, I started busting out laughing.
No, it wasn't planned. Of course it wasn't planned. Yeah, I mean, that's the rhyme and that's the place. So yes. I had to give him a hard time.
Yeah,
I don't
you
know
did.
Who it was, but I had to give him a hard time.
Yeah, do you think they're ever going to admit who they were? Because I certainly wouldn't.
I don't know. I actually think you would.
Okay, maybe you're right, Mr. Moore. Possibly true.
Kip, cannot wait to see you here at Yalapalooza in May. Of course, you know, Billy's got a concert here March 11th, but can't wait to see you, buddy. It's always a great time with you.
Hey, man. Look forward to seeing y'all, too. Y'all take care. Have a good day.